USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Iranian military commander made a rare public appeal for forgiveness as security forces fired on protesters and outrage over the mistaken downing of a jetliner, which fired up opposition on the streets and stirred dissent within the government's conservative base. It was the second day of protests after the military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet near the Iranian capital on Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
Because Iran is being choked off, and Iran's going to have no other opportunity. There's no other way for them to get the money they need to fund the guard, to fund their regime, to fund their malign activities. And you're seeing protests now breaking out across Iran. We've seen it now for several months.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
People throughout the Canadian province of Ontario woke to an alarming alert of an incident at a nuclear power plant just east of Toronto, only later to be told the message was a mistake. The initial early morning emergency message popped up on the screens of cell phones throughout the nation's most populous province, saying an unspecified incident had occurred at the Pickering Nuclear Generating Station. It had been added that there have been no abnormal release of radioactivity and said people did not need to take protective action. More than an hour later, the Ontario Power Generation sent a message saying the alert was sent in error and there was no danger to the public or environment at any time. No further action is required. The notification message was also pushed on to all television screens throughout the region.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new number one this week at the box office.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
Climbing up the charts to number one, the new movie about World War I, 1917, is tops at the box office with $36.5 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, with $15.1 million. Number three, Jumanji, The Next Level, with $14 million. At number four, Like a Boss, with $10 million. Practically tying it, number five, Just Mercy, with Brie Larson, also at $10 million. At number six, Little Women, still hanging on, with $7.7 million. The scary thriller Underwater is at number 7 with $7 million. At number 8, Disney's Frozen 2 bringing in $5.8 million. Number 9, Knives Out, still on the charts hanging in with $5.7 million. And Spies in Disguise at number 10 bringing in $5.1 million. In the NFL playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs scored big with a comeback win over Houston, final score 51-31. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.